Good victory for us here tonight. Definitely a hard-fought football game. I'll start with the offense. It was important for us to have a balance running the ball in, particularly in the action passing game. So a lot of good things came of it. We needed to get our total plays up. You know, time of possession, we accomplished that. I thought our run blocking unit did a very good job. Pass protection was excellent. But, you know, there's definitely some things we need to work on. We had a turnover in the red zone. Kicked too many field goals. And we definitely left some, big pass plays on the field. So we'll correct that. And as we get in here tomorrow and move forward. Defense, I thought, particularly with our young guys in the secondary, I thought they did a heck of a job. So run defense played well. Pass rush was there. And, we were able to play very good red zone defense, made them kick field goals. So that was a big part of our success tonight. Special teams was not good enough. The field position was definitely a huge factor, and I thought we put a lot of stress on our defense because of that. So covering the kickoffs, ball placement in the punt game. So we need to get better there. But good win, good home win. So it feels good to be 3-1. It'll be a quick 7 days with the Cowboys coming in here Sunday. Injuries out of the game. Eddie Lacy had an ankle. Nothing really, to report right now. Randall Cobb seems fine. Just visiting him in the locker room. And Chris Banjo had a hamstring injury. With that, I'll take your questions. Okay, Slade, that's good.
Mike, you mentioned the field position. Your defense was in some tough spots, but it seemed like they really rose up when they had to there.
Definitely. I thought our defense just really kept them out of the end zone, and especially with the field position. So, I think you really start with the young secondary, and those young corners did a heck of a job. And, you looked away Morgan Burnett and Mike. We moved some guys around, and just did a very good job executing the game plan. But as always, it starts up front. I thought our D-line and our run defense was what it needed to be, and try to slow down that no-huddle offense. They do a very good job at the line of scrimmage, staying a favorable pass selection, and I thought our defense played very well.
Mike, was Randall a game-time decision, or did you kind of know that he wasn't going to be available?
No, Randall was a game-time decision. He had a workout there. I think we went to almost 5:15 there, so it was a game-time decision.
What was your thought process going so multiple to start the game on offense? You used 11 different skill position players. What was your thought process?
Just get more people involved. Just trying to, to get all the perimeter players going there. So just kind of went back to a different, the old format that we used, and turning on the no huddle. I think we had two no huddle series. So it's the ability to go back and forth is an asset. We haven't done it in a few years, and it's really a testimony to Aaron because he gives us that flexibility to jump in and out of those different personnel groups. I thought our players did a great job just in the week preparation getting ready. But I think that's obvious. A new format. We weren't as crisp as we'd liked to be on some plays, and we need to improve from that.
Do you feel though that your offense is? I mean, did you take a step tonight, or?
Definitely. I thought we did a very good job in a number of areas. I ran a football, time of possession, something, particularly with our, that's a combination of things, too. Your time of possession, field position is something that has been a real focus of mine for our football team because, frankly, the first three games we didn't hit our target there. By time of possession, we did hit the target tonight, did not hit it in field position. But so that's, that's part of the thinking. And also, I think, playing an opponent that has similar mechanics and so forth and signals and all that, it was a good changeup. So get more people involved, gives us more balance. Our third down was pretty good tonight. I think we're between 45-50% somewhere in there. So we're extending drives. We got to clean up our efficiency.
What did you think of what you got from Cobb tonight? He kind of had a breakout game.
I thought Randall was excellent. He was a primary target, through a number of different packages, and he delivered. So I thought he had a heck of a night.
Mike, how do you think those young cornerbacks handled themselves thrown into a big position tonight, having to step up and
Thought they played well. You know, I thought, you know, definitely we put a lot of stress on our front. Just the way we played, with, you know, with their skill positions, excellent perimeter group, and, you know, definitely with Eli, you know managing their offense, standing to run pass selection. So I thought our young guys played very well. I was very pleased.
Mike, when you're trying to run out the clock at the end there, it takes some guts to call the play to throw to Randall. What's the thought process into that instead of maybe playing a conservative?
Well, just get to win the game. I mean, it's a four-minute offense. It's something you practice all the time. We just was expecting pressure there. So, you know, I mean, it's part of your protection plan. Our protection unit was outstanding. Had a great pocket, and Randall, you know, the execution between Aaron and Randall is exactly what we needed. So,
you know, you look at Aaron's numbers tonight, and they don't, like, you know, they're not where you expect them to be. What'd you think of the way he played it?
Thought he played well. It's, you know, once again, running this new format, there's a lot of change here. You can see it during the course of the week. I think it's not just one thing. I definitely feel with another week of practice, and, you know, we'll see what the Cowboys, defense brings, you know, as we start to plan tomorrow and Tuesday. So as far as no huddle or, you know, whatever direction we go.
Last one. Mike, just overall, the play of your offensive line tonight?
Outstanding. I thought the offensive line was outstanding. Their D line was, in my opinion, is the strength of their defense. And as far as running the football and in the pass protection particularly. So I thought our guys played great tonight.